In 1911, a book called The Secret Garden was published. At the time, it didn't receive very much attention, but over the years, it would grow to become a children's classic. The book was written by Frances Hodgson Burnett, who also wrote classics such as A Little Princess and Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Hi, my name is Carrie Wilt. I am the great-great-granddaughter of Frances Hodgson Burnett.
Wilt gave a lecture at the Utah Theater about the history of Burnett and Wilt's relationship with her.
So I think Frances and I have always been connected. I think that from a young age, my love of writing was something that came down from her, but I didn't really know it at the time. It was a seed that was planted probably way back.
That seed grew into a blog called FHB and Me, which is all about Wilt's own life and how her great-great-grandmother continues to affect it.
To be able to play any part in carrying on the words that she wrote and helping to carry those forward to a whole new generation, I wouldn't consider it a burden. It's a joy. One of the coolest things in what I get to do is when I go and see people and they find out who it is that I'm related to, 9 times out of 10, they start gushing and beaming and telling me how important this book was to them.
The Secret Garden has since been adapted into films, stage productions, and a musical, which the Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater Company will be performing at the Ellen Echols Theater in Logan, with Wilt giving a presentation about Burnett on July 7th, the opening night.
I am almost like an innocent bystander. Like, I get to somehow soak in that yumminess of the joy that she created and the happiness that she created. She said on her deathbed that she tried to write as much happiness in the world as she possibly could. And she did it. And that gets to be reflected sometimes back on me.
With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.